Today's daf is daf Yudalad. So today's daf, you have to hold a cup a little bit. A lot of drushes back and forth. Idach, one of those. Let's see how we follow. So the Gemara says four lines down. Reb Yitzchak Omer, we saw yesterday's daf that Reb Yitzchak was of the opinion that Chai v'Krisos bichlal hayu, that they were included in Krisos. V'lama yatzis kareis b'achos. So why did they single achos? So we know that all the arayos, one gets kareis for being involved in any of the arayos. So why did they single out achos? So also gets kareis. Ladunim v'kareis v'lo b'malkos. So Reb Yitzchak held that Kareis only gets Kareis, but you don't get Malkos for Kareis. And that was against Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael, that they felt that you can have Malkos on Chayavei Krisus. So the Gemara says, so that answers Rabbi Yitzchak. The reason why Achosa was singled out, because Dafka Kareis velo Malkos. So the question becomes, what about the Rabbanan? What about Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael, who hold that there is Malkos for Kareis? What do they learn from the fact but Kareis b'Achosa lamali? Why was Achosa singled out to tell me that Achosa also receives Kareis? We know that already. So the Gemara tells us, l'chalik, to tell us to distinguish, u'kedeb Yochanan, damar Rabbi Yochanan, sh'im asan kulam behelem echad. If you do all the arayos in one helem with one lapse of mind, knowing you forgot, let's say it was asr, so chayiv al kolachas v'achas, you're chayiv individually on each iser. Now, of course, you can't be chayiv multiple krisis, that's not the case. They're talking about chayiv multiple chatos, because any type of avera, when it's done b'mezid, it's kareis. If you do it b'shogeg, you get a chatas. So the reason why Achosa was singled out, just like Achosa, you deserve a singular chatas. So too, if you do all the arayos behelam echad, you get multiple chatos. So that's what they learn from Achosa being singled out. So then the question becomes back to Rabbi Yitzchak now. Rabbi Yitzchak already used this drasha of Kareis b'Achosa. So l'chalik manole, how does he know that you get a independent carbon chatas for each individual of the arayos? So Nafkalei, he learns out from the pasuk. It says, "By Yenida me ve'el isha benidas tumasa." So Rashi points out it could have said Ulanida lo sikra. Why did it say isha benida? What's the word isha telling me? So an extra word lechayv al kol isha ve'isha to tell me that Rabbi Yitzchak calls also that each of the area arayos would be deserving of a separate chatas.
Right?
Yeah. So then, exactly, if you do a aver at the same time, the same aver over and over again in different halamos, you're chayiv independently. A person's baal nida, and then as he remembers, then another halam, he's baal nida, each one's going to separate in a different chatas. There's all behelam achas, with one lapse of mind. So then the Gemara says, Rabbanan nami typically. So why don't Rabbanan learn from this pasuk ve'el isha also that each of the arayos deserves a separate chatas? So the Gemara says, Eina chanami, you're right. This actually is the makor for both opinions that you deserve a chatas separately. So then the Gemara asks, Ela kareis d'achos alamli. So we go back to square one. So what did the Rabbanan learn from the fact that achoso is singled out with kareis? So the Gemara answers, L'chaivo achos al achoso val achos aviv val achos imo. To tell me that you're chayiv on a sister and on an aunt from the father and an aunt from the mother. Where's the pshita? Of course. Why would you think otherwise? Hare gufon muchlakin, hare shemos muchlakin. So the different reasons is a very complicated topic, how when a person's chayiv independent chatos. But sometimes you say, if gufon muchlakim, if they're different people, let's say they're three sisters, they all have the same iser of achoso, but they're three different sisters, so that's gufon muchlakim. And let's say it is the same person, but they're multiple isurim. Let's say she's a nidan and she's an ashes ish. That's one guf, but it's shemos muchlakim. So this case is where there's a sister, there's an aunt, and from the father and aunt from the sister, from the mother, those are three different people, gufa muchlakim, and also three different isurim. So everyone's going to agree, of course, you chayiv separate chatos. What's the chiddush? Ela lechayavo alachoso shiachos aviv shiachos imo. A sister who happens to be your aunt from your mother and aunt from the father.
That's one goof.
So one goof, exactly. So how in the world do you get a sister who becomes an aunt from your father and your sister? Heichi mashkachasla Berisha Barisha. It's a Rasha, the son of a Rasha. So if you want to play any games in your head and look through Rashi, figure out what Rashi's talking about, we'll read Rashi. You're not going to understand it unless you try to fathom it a little bit. We'll just read it to show you how complicated it is. Rashi says, Berisha Barisha Habalimo V'holid Shtebanos. Then Chazer Ba'al Achaz Mehen, one of his daughters, who also happens to be a sister, because now they share the same mother, if you're following me already. Beholded Ben, now he has with his sister, who's also his daughter, has a son with that sister-daughter. Ben, now the son, is Ba'al Achaz Imo. So you follow, that's very complicated.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a terribly incestuous relationship to create such a case where the sister is an aunt from the mother and the father.
How come sometimes we say, we're not talking about Rishoy, we don't bring cases
Yeah, good question. I'm not sure. It's a good kasha. Yeah. So Gemara says, so that's the case, what Kares Bachoso is coming to teach us for the other Rabbanim, that even in this case, even though it's one guf, since there are three different Isurim, three different Shemos, they would be deserving of three separate Chatos. So now, Reb Yitzchak Kaminale, Nafkale, by the way, answer might be is because all Arayos is Rishis. So that's the whole world of Arayos. It's all Rishis. So that's why we wouldn't talk about it. Fine. So Reb Yitzchak says, how does he know that this Risha by Rasha is Chayv three different Isurim? So he answers, Nafkale Mikal V'chomer, the Tanan, the Mishnah, they change it to the side here, to Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Akiva Sha'alti es Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Be'itliz Shel Imum. They're once in a marketplace buying meat. Shahal Huli Kach Behema Lemishta Benosha Rabban Gamliel. They're on the way buying some nice meat for the chasen of Rabban Gamliel's son. And they ask the following question. Rabbi Akiva posed the question to these two great Gedolim. Haba alachoso shiachos aviv shiachos imo. This very case, mahu. What's the halacha with such a person? Ein chayav al kula on el achas. Does he only get one chiv since it's one person? Ochayv al kol achas veachas, or perhaps your chayv separate isurim since they are shemos muchlokim. And amulo, both Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua responded back. Zulo shemana, we didn't hear this case. Aval shemana, we heard a different case. Haba al chamish nashim nidus behelam echad shechayv al kol achas. The achas. If a person's bought on five different women who all have the same iser of nida, you're chayv separate chatos. So now they said, now that we know that case, that we remember, v'nirin dvar mikal v'chomer. So now we could plug in a kal v'chomer. Ma nida shehi shem echad, that's all the same iser of nida, yet you're chayv al kol achas v'achas, because there's five different women. So kan sheshlosha shemos. So here in the case of a girl who has three different iser, and she's a sister and an aunt from the father and both the mother, so then, kan sheshlosha shemos lo kol shekein. So certainly, you should be chayv separate isurim for this case as well. So that's what Reb Yitzchak learns from. That's how he knows, rather, that a rasha by rasha, a woman who is both a sister and an aunt, you're chayv multiple chatos from this kal v'chomer of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, and they don't need to learn a drasha from achosa karis ba achosa. So the Gemara says this kal v'chomer does, yeah.
Do you need multiple azaras for this, or is this one azar?
Multiple azaras, yeah.
Each one had to have its own.
Mm-hmm. So the Gemara then says, "V'idach." Yeah.
So why would chamisha gufos and one shem be yoter be more?
Very good. Look at the next line. That's exactly the question I'm going to ask now. "U'le'idach kavachomer pirchei." There's a flaw in this kavachomer because malanida shekein gufon muchlakim. What do you mean? With the Nida case, although there's one Shemeser, but they're different Gufin. So who says that Shemos is better than Gufin, and Gufin is better than Shemos? That's not a Kal v'chomer. We don't know which one is greater. That's exactly your question. So the Gemara says, Uli'idach, Nami haivadei Kal v'chomer pirchahu. The other opinion would also agree that this is a Kasha. So now we're going back to square one. The question being, how does Reb Yitzchak know that a case of Russia by Russia, thank you, Sheldon. That a Russia by Russia is going to be chayv three different isurim, even though it's one guf. So they say there's another drasha. Ela nafkalei me'achosa desefa. The word achoso appears in another pasuk that's extra. Above we were learning from achoso bekari, so it's extra there. But there's another time, the pasuk, I'm reading that on the pasuk on the side now, it says, v'ish ha-sheikach es achoso bas aviv. So this is an extra word of achoso, so that's available to teach me the drasha of a rasha by rasha, where the child's going to be a sister /aunt/aunt, you'll be chayv three different yisurim. And that's the basis for Rabbi Yitzchak knowing that halacha. So then the question now becomes, the chachamim, who don't need that, because they know rasha by rasha is chayv based on a different pasuk, on achosa deresha. So then the question, I hope you're still with me, I told you it's confusing here. Idach, so the Rabbanan, achosa deseif alamli. So what do they learn from the second appearance of achosa? What's the drasha to be learned? So they say to learn lechayavo al achoso bas aviv bas imo, to tell me that you're chayiv on a sister who shares both parents with you. The pasuk says achoso bas aviv or achoso bas imo is chayiv, a half sister is chayiv, but the pasuk doesn't say anywhere that a full sister is chayiv. So that's why achoso de seifa is extra to include that she's chayiv as well.
That's
the Gemara says, lomar she'ein onshin nadin. We don't apply kavachomers to onshin. In general, kavachomers are good. But it's a klal ein onshin medin. So even though you're right, it makes a lot of sense. If a half sister is chayav by raya, certainly a full sister. But there's a klal ein onshin medin. And we've discussed many times the three different explanations why. The pashup shot is it's a mida shenigeshes hatorish b'hem. One of the midos are you can't learn kavachomers to onshin. That's one of the midos. Other ones are because since kavachomer is a can be made by anyone. A kol adam don kavachomer miatzmo, so there could be an inherent flaw that you might miss. So since it's liable to having mistakes in the kavachomers, we won't apply or implement a punishment based on kavachomers.
How come yesterday we didn't ask that this question about the achos? Because yesterday we learned that they learned from achos, so right that it's
that's the makor, no?
We learned yesterday that what?
This pasuk that Rabbi Yitzchak holds that all the chayavik krisus from Erva are is it
from
right? No, we
learned that. That's Chayev Kares, not Malchus.
Yes.
So what is it? There's a continuation of that sugya from yesterday.
But yesterday never asked what happened with the second achos or the second.
Oh, we didn't introduce it yet.
Yeah,
this is all one long sugya. We haven't finished it yet. Yeah, I think so. So then the Gemara says idach. So fine. So now if that's the case. Ibai's Ema, the other one, now we're going back to Rabbi, I'm losing the train of thought here myself. Rabbi Yitzchak now, no, not because of you. No, because, so Rabbi Yitzchak now, he says back, how does he know that you're Chayv Achoso, that's a full sister? Because he just used Achoso the Seifa to teach us that you're Chayv for that Russia by Russia case. So how does he know a full sister's Chayv as well by Rayos? So he learns out, Ibai's Ema, Gamar, Onesh, Me'azhara. Because the Pasuk says that by the Azhara, there is no distinction. So once the Azhara is true, we include a full sister. So too, we include for the Onesh as well, a full sister. That's one explanation of how he knows that you get an Onesh for a full sister. Or Ibai Tema, alternatively, Nafgaleh, he learns it out, going to Amr Beis, Ma'achosa Dereisha. From Ma'achosa Dereisha. Fine. And V'id, fine. That's Rabbi Yitzchak's understanding. So then the Gemara asks for Idach. Now, according to the Rabbanim, so now what do they say back? That Hahu, what do you learn from the Achosa Dereisha? So why don't they learn from Achosa Dereisha? They learn as something completely different. Idach, the Rabbanim learn Hahu Mibarle Lechale Kares Lemifatem Ulaseich. What's that referring to? Lemifatem Ulasach is referring to if you make the Ketores and use the Shemen Mishcha for rubbing it on your skin, you're Chayv Kares. So where does that come from? So if you just look at Rashi two lines down, lemefatim v'sach, davunami shnei lavin v'kares echa. These are lumped together in the pasuk as separate isurim. It says lav and azhara separately, but it only gives it one kares. So hutzach lanu lechalik b'neim kimosh hutzach lechilik barayos. So how do we know you're mechalik between these two different isurim? So we say imenu inyan kan. We don't need the kares that's mentioned by Achoso and the arayos because we already learned every kares is separate. So it's imenu inyan kan to know inyan lehu. Let's apply it elsewhere to the case of mifateim and lasach. And that's why if a person does these two isurim behel mechad, it deserves two separate krisus or two separate chataos. V'idach. Now going back to Rabbi Yitzchak, how does he know that mifateim and sach shem hamishkar are separate karbanos? The Gemara says Ki Rabbi Elazar that Amar Rabbi Hoshaya, the Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Hoshaya, Kol Malkum Shata Motzi Shnei Lavin V'Kares Echad. Whenever you find two Lavin, but only one Kares, one punishment, Chalukin Hein LeKarbon. That's a klal. He's a certain klal. He doesn't need a drasha. The klal is as long as there are two Lavin, so then you could split up the Kares or the Chataos, even though the Kares is only one. Ibai Zema. Alternatively, they know from the following: Lo Savala Ki Rabbi Elazar. They really don't hold the Rabbi Elazar as the Yisod. Benafkalei, so how do they know that you get a separate kari achatas for mifateim in sach? They learn out from the pasuk mivi'ish asher yishkav es asher isha dava. That person is sleeping with a woman who's a isha nada dava, which is a nida. So what do we learn from here? That this pasuk is unnecessary because we already have a pasuk, a source, that you have chayv karis for all the arayos. So the meino inyan lenida, so the tineo inyan lemefateim ulasach idach. So how come Rabbi Yitzchak? I think we're holding by Rabbi Yitzchak right now, right? No, Rabbanan. Okay. Now Chachamim, what does Chachamim do with the pasuk of isha she yishkaves isha dava? So idach Rabbanan hold hahumi baile lichid Rabbi Yochanan damer Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai So how do we know a woman doesn't become nida until it comes from osa makom, the makom erva? As it says, ervasa. So milami, we learn from here, until it comes the dam, comes from osa makom, that's what we learn from this pasuk, and it's not available to teach me the other din. Okay, that ends the drushes of the first part. We still have drushes to go now. Moving by to the next part of the Mishnah. Mishnah tells us, V'tame she'achos ha'kodesh. V'tame eats kodesh, v'each kodshim, so he's chayiv a karis, we said, right? That's what the Mishnah said? Okay, he's chayiv malchus, rather, I'm sorry. So the Gemara says, Bishma, I understand, habala mikdash, one who enters into the base of mikdash, when he's tame, it's ksiv, in the pasuk, it's written, onesh uksiv asara. There's a punishment and there's a warning for a person who's tame who enters into the base of mikdash. Onesh dichsiv es mishkan Hashem tame v'nichrasa. That's the karis, that's the onesh. And the azharit from lo yitamu es mechaneim, don't contaminate my machaneim, my mikdash. So that explains habal mikdash tameh. But ella, tameh she'achal es hakodesh, a person who's tameh who eats kodshim, where's the source? So bishma onesh, I understand there's a source for the punishment, dichsiv ha'nefesh asher tochal basar mizevech ha'shlamim, one who eats the zevech ha'shlamim, meaning kodshim, asher la'shem, v'tumaso alav, v'nichrsa, he gets karis for being tameh while eating it, so that's the onesh. Ella azhara minayin. Where is the azhara? Where is the warning, the lav, that you shouldn't do this in the first place? So Reish Lakish Amar, Bechal Kodesh Lo Siga. Don't touch any Kodesh. Don't touch it. I know it says Nigia, but we'll see later on it really refers to Achila. Don't eat it. And Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Tane Bardula. Bardula is one of the name of a Chacham, Rashi says, Asya Tumaso Tumasa. Rabbi Yochanan learned a Gezerah Shava, that he knows that there's an azhara to one who eats kachim bituma. Ksiv hach, it's written here by tumaso alav v'nichrasa, that's the onesh of tamei she'achal. And ksiv hasma, it's written elsewhere, tamei yihyeh od tumaso bo. In a different context, it says tamei, and that's talking about a person who touches a tamei mace and enters into the base of mikdash, I think it's referring to. So we say, just like ma lahalan, just like later on, by a tamei who enters the base of mikdash, onesh v'azhara, Afkan, through the Gzer Shava, we learn Onesh Vazhara. So even though Tamei She'achal Kodesh, there is no Mefurish Azhara, Rabbi Yochanan learns it out from a Gzer Shava to apply an Azhara to a Tamei She'achal Kodesh. So now the question becomes, both Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan have a machlokas, what the source of the Azhara is for Tamei She'achal Kodesh. So why don't they agree with each other? What's the machlokas in terms of the source? So Bishma, I understand Reish Lakish lo amak Rabbi Yochanan gezer shava lo gamir. Reish Lakish didn't have this mesorah. We know that ein adam don gezer shava mi'asma. A person's not allowed to create his own gezer shavas. So if he can't create his own gezer shavas, so then he didn't have such a mesorah. So the interesting question they ask, wait a second, who is Reish Lakish's Rebbe? Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was his Rebbe. He was a charus and his Rebbe. So once Rabbi Yochanan had that gezer shava, so Mevela, Reish Lakish should have learned it. So they write here in the bottom that the Tosas writes in Shabbos, Daf Tzadi Zayin, everyone had a Mesorah of how many Gzer Shavas. Like we have, there are 613 mitzvahs, figure out which ones are the mitzvahs. So there's also a Mesorah of how many Gzer Shavas are available. Let's say 50, I don't know. So Reish Lakish, if he had to accept that one, he would have rejected a different one. But then it means he had multiple Rebbeim, which is very possible. So it becomes an interesting question. The question is better than the answer, unless you found something else. But that's he doesn't hold of such a gzer shava. So that's why he rejected Rabbi Yochanan's source. But Ella, now the question becomes, Rabbi Yochanan, my time lo amar Reish Lakish. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan embrace Reish Lakish's understanding of the source being Bechal Kodesh lo Siga? So Amar Lecha, Rabbi Yochanan says, your pasuk of Bechal Kodesh lo Siga, hahu azhara l'truma. That's actually referring to truma, even though it's called Kodesh, and Kodesh is typically kachim, it's actually a reference to truma, because sometimes truma is also called Kodesh. So the Gemara says, Reish Lakish then azhara l'truma minale. So once Reish Lakish uses the pasuk Bechal Kodesh lo Siga as a source for kachim, how then does he know there's a source a tame person cannot eat truma? So Minali Nafkalei Meish Ish Mizera Aaron Vehutzaru Ozav. The pasuk says a person who's from the children of Aaron, if he's a Taras, Metzora, if he's a Zav, all these different things, the pasuk goes on to explain that Bekachim Lo Yochel. So that's talking about kachim. So which kachim is kachim? Which kachim is tumah? So what's Zera Aaron? Look at Rashi. Rashi says around seven narrow lines up, Sheshava Bizarro She'aron. That's equal for all Zera Aaron, Banashim Banashim. Zera means any offspring, men and women. So when a men and women are equal, they're equal with respect to Truma. Women also eat Truma. Bas Kohen and Eshes Kohen eat Truma. Aval Kachim Einan Nechalm Ela Lizacharim. Only the males are eating the Kachim. So this pasuk here, where again it says ish ish mizera aron, which includes zera, even the women, so that's the source of if they're tameh, bekachim lo yochel. That means the other pasuk of bechol kodesh lo siga is available, that's referring to kachim. That's according to Reish Lakish. So again, the Gemara says, ezu davashu shava bizar sha'aron, what is the item that's equal to all offspring of Aaron, men and women alike? Have the omer zuchuma. And therefore, v'idach, so what does Rabbi Yochanan understand? If Rabbi Yochanan will agree to this pasuk that Zer Aaron is referring to Truma, so then how come there's a pasuk B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga, which he also holds of Truma? Okay. Why are there two separate sukkim of a Truma? So he answers, Ha'hu la'achila halanagia, one referring to touching Truma, and one referring to eating Truma. Okay. Gemara now says, Reish Lakish, Hai B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga la'achi udasa. Is it really true that Reish Lakish uses the phrase Chol Kodesh Lo Siga as a source that one who's Tameh cannot eat Kachim? Hahumi Baile, it's needed for a different drasha. L'tameh Shenoga B'Kodesh, it's needed to tell me that a Tameh can't even touch it. And Achila has to be learned from a different source. Zitmar, Tameh Shenoga B'Kodesh, one who's Tameh touches the Kachim. Reish Lakish Amar Loke, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eino Loke. Machlok is where they get lashes for this. What's the debate? Reish Lakish Amar Loka, because he says B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga. So clearly he holds that this pasuk means you can't touch Kachim, so it's not available to learn also you can't eat Kachim. Rabbi Yochanan holds Omer Ein Loka. You don't get Malkus in this case. Because Hahu Azhara L'Tshuma Hu Da'asa. This pasuk of B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga we already saw to Rabbi Yochanan is not regarding Kachim at all. This is referring to Truma. So there is no source for touching Kachim B'tuma, you get Malkus. So the Gemara says, so what's Reish Lakish's response? We clearly see a statement that he holds B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga is talking about touching Kachim, not eating Kachim. So the Gemara says, Tamei Shenaga B'Kodesh Mide'afkei Rachmana B'Lashen Negia Azhara Itzkish Kodesh L'Mikdash. It's a little bit confusing what he means here, but since the pasuk uses the word Negia, and Negia, we learn here that Negia gets Malkos, but also through a hekesh to big mikdash, we learn achila as well. So just look at Rashi here, the first wide line down in Rashi. Midi iskash kodesh lemikdash. Behaikra, this very pasuk it says, Rashi quotes, b'chol kodesh lo siga, and then it says, v'la mikdash lo savo, don't enter into the base of mikdash. We see kachim and mikdash are connected. V'dashin l'kaman, later on we're going to learn, ma mikdash yesh ba'az haraso netiyas neshama, that the warning of entering the base of Mikdash, Bituma, is resulting in a Tiyas Neshama, results in a Misa. Shabbat El HaMikdash Tamei Bikares. So also too, in this very pasuk, as Haras Kodesh has to be Davar Shieshbo Netiyas Neshama, has to be a action that results in a Kares. V'haynu Achila, that has to be eating She'anish Aleh Kares, because we find elsewhere that Achila results in Kares. Dilu b'negia leka kares. We never find anywhere that negia results in kares. So even though the pasuk says b'chol kodesh lo siga, don't touch it, it has to really be referring to achila because it's connecting it to the base of migdash, which results in a kares. So again, the pasuk shad is negia, so it's a source for negia. Tameh shouldn't touch it, but the drasha is that also achila is going to be usher for tameh, which results in malkos and kares. Gemara now says, Akati, still, we're not satisfied here. The Hachehu Da'asi, is it really coming to teach me that drasha we just brought above of both Nagia and Achila, that Tamei who touches or eats Kodesh is Chayiv? Hahumi Baile, it's learned, it's used for a different drasha, for Le Tamei She'achal Basar Kodesh Lifnei Zrikas Damim. A person who's Tamei who eats the Basar before Zrikas Dam. Now the relevant of Zrikas Dam is, you're not allowed to eat the Karbanos until the Kohen had sprinkled the blood. So if the person, let's say the Kohen didn't sprinkle it yet, it's not Roi L'Achila. So what happens if the Tamei guy eats Kachim if it wasn't Roi L'Achila yet? So the Gemara quotes Machlokas, Ditmar, Tamei She'achal Basar Kodesh Lifnei Zrikas Damim, Reish Lakish Amar Loka. You get lashes for that, and Rabbi Yochanan argues and says, Eino Loka. So what's the reason? Reish Lakish Amar Loka, B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga. You can't touch it, which we know now means actually you can't eat it, And he says, Lo shna lifnei zrika, lo shna l'achar zrika. There is no distinction in the pasuk. So across the board, one gets lashes for eating kachim bituma. And Rabbi Yochanan Omer, he argues and says, Ein aloki, you don't get lashes, because Rabbi Yochanan is l'ta'amei, damarka, the pasuk says, tumaso, tumaso. He had the gzer shava above. So he's applying the gzer shava yet again here. V'chi ksiv tumaso l'achar zrika, hu dichsiv. So the source, Rabbi Yochanan, is from the Tumasa, was referring to a case after Zrika. So too by Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga is also after Zrika, and nothing to do with before Zrika. But in the end of the day, our question for Reish Lakish is, the Pasuk Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga is referring to one who's Tameh, who eats, even before Zrika's Dam, is going to get lashes. And it's not available for a source above. So the Gemara says, Ahu mi Bechol Kodesh Nafka. There's Bichol Kodesh and there's Bichol Kodesh Lo Siga. So there are multiple drashas being learned from these few words, if you're still following with me. Fine. And finally, then we'll stop here. The last braisa, Tanya Kavase, the Reish Lakish, a braisa that supports the sheet of Reish Lakish, Bichol Kodesh Lo Siga, is the Azhara. It's the warning to an Ochel, for one who eats. That's like Reish Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan. So Ata Omer Azhara Lo Ochel. You think it's referring to eating. O Eino Elo Azhara Lo Noge. Maybe it's referring to someone who touches the Kodshim. Tamalomer bechol kodesh leisiga ve'al mikdash v'chulei. Makish kodesh lemikdash. Ma mikdash is davar sheish bo netilas neshama. Af kol davar sheish bo netilas neshama. Vibe negia miika netilas neshama. Do we ever find that touching something will result in kares? Ella has to be referring to be'achila, that bechol kodesh leisiga is referring to don't eat kachim when tuma, otherwise one gets a kares. Okay, we'll stop here.
What would be the case that he